Alexis og Baldur. Við kjöskum mætt til mér. Because they are in, not in our life, but we cannot tell. So basically, we must find out with respect, proper respect. Thank you. Because of today, you can have a class of Abhidharya. Not one person, but one, two, three.
The second person will be
anything also, and I.
Yesterday, many of the devotees were discussing why is Raghunatha Goswami considered to be the Prayojan Kapha Acharya?
He knows better.
Many were giving many different ideas, but no conclusion.
So I will again hear from Raghunatha. In some sense it is okay, and in some sense, but we have to be
concerned.
But I think that persons like us, we should take this up. But if any high class has us, we can.
गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय रागताय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय पंचाकलुभ्यतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णाय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम.
Very auspicious group today. Devat, day of Mahavishnu, Sri Advaita Acharya. In the morning, we glorified Sri Advaita Acharya, and after that, also in class, we want to discuss. Now, there are so many Vaishnavas, devotees, and they should also glorify at least 15 minutes one person, because there are so many devotees. So, they should try to. They should know that on the day of appearance or state of
disappearance,
this is called the Utsav festival. Why festival? Because when we remember all his characteristics, his all qualities, his bhakti, and his all past times, and we remember, and we should try to follow how his life was, how he was succeeded in bhakti, in this way, gradually following his life stage and instructions, we should try to follow. And thus, if we are doing so, very soon his mercy will come through his pastimes, through his glory, and also make arms. So today, we try to remember the history, life, scale, its instructions and pastimes. Its pastimes are all connected with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. So, if you remember, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Siva, Shadi, first of all, we request Shyam Rani to speak.
2 years ago, on the disappearance day of Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura, and that information applies also on this divine appearance day of Śrīla Bhaktivinoda, that no ordinary person can glorify such great souls. Only a transcendental person can glorify another transcendental person. Even Sri Sheshanath, who has unlimited heads and mouths, for his whole life could not properly glorify a great Acharya. So I am an ordinary person and have no qualification. But as Śrīla Gurudev gave the example for us that day in Holland, he said, but as I heard from our Guru Maharaj, the Shastras and other authorities, I will try to glorify him. So who is the original Advaita? Advaitam Achyutam Anadiram Anturupam. Krishna Govinda, Vrajendranandan Shyamasundar, is the original Advaita, one without a second, who has unlimited forms, each of which is unlimited in and of itself. But he has given this name and some of his qualities to Sri Advaita Acharya. Advaita means non-different. He's non-different from the Supreme Lord Hari. Therefore he's called Advaita, which means one. And he is the supreme teacher of bhakti. In fact, he is the supreme lord who appeared as a bhakta to teach us bhakti. Therefore, he is called Bhakta Avatar. Panchitadatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avataram. When an incarnation of Lord Vishnu comes as a devotee, he is called Bhakta Avatar. So Advaita Acharya is incarnation of Mahavishnu himself, who breathes in and out the innumerable universes. The innumerable universes come and go from the four poles of his transcendental body as he lies down in the ocean of cause during his inhalations and exhalations. And each universe lasts only during one exhalation. When he inhales, all the innumerable universes are withdrawn. Lord Brahma, in his Brahma Samhita, says that I worship that Govinda, that Vrajendranandan Sri Krishna, who comes as this Mahavishnu. So Advaita Acharya, Acharya means that he's God himself, who comes as a teacher, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the original Avatari, the source of all incarnations, comes as a teacher, Guru Varam, in order to teach bhakti to Radha and Krishna. Similarly, Acharya means teacher, so he's also the supreme teacher of bhakti. He is known as, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as a limb of Mahavishnu. Śrīla Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, why a limb? Why not a part? Because the limb is greater. The limb implies amsa, a plenary portion, a full portion. There are two creators, two types of creation. There is the ingredient creation and the material creation. Maya is the ingredient creation. And pradhan, the unmanifest material nature, is the material creation. Similarly, there are two causes of creation. One is the ingredient and one is the material. Mahavishnu is the ingredient and his incarnation, Sri Advaita Acharya, is the material creation, material source of creation. But he's coming as a devotee and he's claiming over and over again, I am the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am the servant of his servants. He's teaching by his own example that if God himself, the creator of innumerable universes, has a higher pleasure in giving up his godhood and becoming a devotee, so what to speak of you, ordinary living entities, how you should give up your false material conception of life. I am somebody's father, mother, I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm businessman, I'm sudra, whatever, and take instead to the profession that I am the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Śrīla Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in the sixth chapter of Adilila, which is the chapter regarding the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya, gives many examples of how the Supreme Lord himself becomes the servitor and tastes higher pleasure. The original is Krishna himself. Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima Kirjisho Vanayaiva. Krishna comes to this world as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to taste the glories of the love of Srimati Radhika. The second reason is that because of her great love, because of her service attitude towards Krishna, she can taste the sweetness of the qualities of Krishna more than Krishna himself. If one identifies himself as equal to Krishna, which is the situation with all of Krishna's incarnations, they're all equal to Krishna because they're in Krishna's category, they cannot understand Krishna's sweetness or his qualities very well. They have to come in the category of servant. Krishna himself took the position of his greatest servant, Sri Radhika, in order to understand his own glories, the sweetness of his venu, the sweetness of his pastimes, the sweetness of his qualities, and the sweetness of his beauty or form. And his incarnations follow suit. Sri Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. And yet he is known as the Supreme Personality of servitude Godhead. He takes all kinds of positions in order to serve the Supreme Lord. And in this way, he tastes a higher happiness than the happiness of being God himself. In the pastimes of Krishna, he's the greatest assistant to facilitate Krishna's pastimes, including Krishna's conjugal pastimes, which he's not, in the form of Baladev, qualified to enter. In such cases, he becomes Ananda Manjari, the little sister of Radhika, and he also becomes the Dham. So anywhere that Radha and Krishna and the gopis are performing their pastimes, he witnesses as the Dham, as Govardhan, as Vrindavan, as all the vines of Vrindavan. Every dust particle is full Balaram. And yet, he prefers to become a servant. So he serves by facilitating Krishna's pastimes, and he serves also in this material world. He becomes Sheshanag and takes all the universes on his face. He becomes Sankarshan. He becomes Mahavishnu. He becomes Garbhadakshaya Vishnu and creates, maintains, and destroys the material universes in the form of Rudra or Lord Shiva, where for 36,000 years he's dancing and floods. First comes fire, 36,000 years of fire, and then 36,000 years of floods at the end of the creation, at the time of annihilation. Why? As a service to Krishna. How is this a service to Krishna? Because gradually the living entities who are Krishna Vidyamukti, who have turned their faces away from Krishna and are now averse to him, they will realize the miseries of this world by tasting the world, the creation, maintenance, and annihilation repeatedly again and again, and finally come to become devotees of Krishna, get the association of bhaktas, and go back to Godhead. Śrīla Krishnadāsa Kaviraj Goswami also gives the example of the queens of Dwarka. When Draupadi met the queens of Dwarka at Kurukshetra, although they are all expansions of the goddess of fortune, they're all expansions of Srimati Radhika, and thus equal to the Lord being his energy, Shakti Shakti Mantayo Aveda. The energy and the energetic are non-different. Still, in their stories to Draupadi, they said how Krishna appreciated my austerities and penances, and he accepted me as his wife. But I, personally, accept myself as his maidservant, and I am only happy to have taken shelter in his lotus feet and become a sweeper in his house. Śrīla Krishnadāsa Kaviraj Goswami also gives the example of Srimati Radhika herself. When Krishna left the gopis in the Rasa dance, Srimati Radhika said, Hanata Ramana, Hanata Haramana, Kwasi Kwasi, oh where are you Krishna? Where are you my beloved? I'm just your maidservant. Please come and place your lotus hand on our head. So Krishna himself, because he is the original Advaita, when he thinks of himself as the Supreme Lord in a superior position, then he's the servitor. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Adasaravita. Krishna is the only one served and everyone else is his servant. But it's Krishna himself who becomes his own servant. Eka Bhavusham. That Supreme Lord is one and he becomes many. And then his servant, he's so much indebted to his servitors that he sells himself to his servitors and he becomes their servant. So first he's the master, then he expands as his servants, and then he becomes the servant of those servants for loving exchange. And this is why Eko Bhavushama, that one becomes many. Sri Advaita Acharya, as Śrīla Gurudeva explained this morning, was thinking, because he appeared in Kali Yuga before the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just as Krishna, before his own appearance, sends his elders, elder relatives, like Mother Yasoda, Nanda Baba. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sends his elders, like Sachimata, Jagannath Mishra, and also Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya, Mahavishnu, he's thinking that I can create innumerable universes and I can destroy innumerable universes, but I cannot give praying, especially I cannot give Braj praying. Only Vrajendranandan himself can give that. So how can I get him to come? Then he remembered one slope, which says that anyone who simply waters, takes water and tulsi leaves, and offers those at the lotus feet of the Lord, Krishna becomes the property of that devotee. Not finding any way to repay that devotee, Krishna thinks the only thing I have that could possibly repay that devotee is my very self. So Krishna sells himself to the devotee. There's one verse which states, it's a verse by Lord Brahma in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when he's asking the Lord for blessings for his own smaller creation. That you are always present in the hearing and in the vision of your pure devotees. In fact, you manifest various forms for the pleasure of those devotees, so that those devotees can welcome you in their form, in those forms. Therefore, having full faith in these words of the scriptures, Advaitacharya worshipped Shalabhram Shila and offered tulsi leaves and the water of the Ganges, and in this way propitiated the Lord and made him descend. There are two internal reasons for the Lord's descending and two external reasons. So one of the external reasons for the Lord's descent is just to please this devotee and incarnation, Sri Advaita Acharya. The Lord comes to please his devotees. Srila Baladeva Vijayabhusana is also a very important personality in the glorification of Sri Advaita Acharya. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, our Guru Maharaj, Nityananda Prabhu Vishnu Vishnupad, Astotra Siddhashi Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, quotes Srila Baladeva Vijayabhusana in his own purport in this very beautiful sixth chapter of Adi Buddha. Srila Baladeva Vijayabhusana is writing in his commentary on Vedanta Sutra various evidences that the Supreme Lord Mahavishnu is behind this creation and matter is not behind this creation. He gives one example of a scorpion. The scorpion lays its eggs in the rice and then it goes away. Gradually these eggs become fermented and the baby scorpions are born. They come out of the eggs. Foolish people think that the eggs gave birth to the scorpions. Similarly, foolish people think that the material nature, mother material nature, gave birth to all living entities without the realization of the Supreme Father. As Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Bijoham Sarvabhutanam, I am the Supreme Seed-Giving Father of all living entities. He also states, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Shuryate Chacha Lakshanam. You should know that this material nature, O Arjuna, is working under my direction, under my supreme superintendence, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Srila Baladeva Vijayabhusana gives the example, another example, of the cow. Material scientists say that the cow produces milk automatically by eating straw, as though it was a factory. But Baladeva Vijayabhusana Prabhu says, this same species, in the form of a bull, if he eats straw, he won't produce milk. Even a human mother, a human lady, if she eats straw, she won't produce milk either. And the scientist can make a factory and try to put straw through a machine and see if they will produce milk. Why does the cow produce milk? A certain living entity, due to his own past sinful karma, has taken birth of that cow under the supreme direction of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Maya Dakshena Prakriti Shuryate Chacha Rajvam. Srila Baladeva Vijayabhusana Prabhu also gives the example of a tree, that a tree grows in certain directions, particularly it grows towards the light and produces its fruits and flowers. But that tree, once it's not alive anymore, once the soul leaves the body, it no longer moves in any direction. The tendency and potential of a tree to move in any direction is due to the Supreme Spirit, to the Spirit. Similarly, the tendency and potential of material nature to perform its activities and produce moving and non-moving beings comes from the Supreme Superintendence of the Supreme Lord. And this is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Sri Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikit. That is, Lord Mahavishnu glances over the material nature and makes her produce gradually, step by step, from stubble to growth, in the course of time, by the grants of the Lord, mixed with time, from sound, from false ego to sound, to ether, to sky, and gradually to the grosser elements. In this way, Mahavishnu is the efficient cause, and Lord Advaitacharya is the material cause. So I'll end here now, being called by the cartels of Shri Guru and Gautama.
I know that you can speak for hours and hours, but we should distribute it so that even a lame and blind person also may understand. Because we are only son of philosophers, like 2, 3 philosophers, only. Others are more good. Anyhow, your production was so good. But, oh, Prabhu, Jnan Das Prabhu, in various books.
Shri Guru Dev has kindly told me to speak very simply because he knows that's what I can speak. So I shall follow his instructions. This morning we heard how Shri Advaitacharya, by his intense devotion and loud calls, he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this world. So he was part of the cause of the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By worshipping Chalagram with Tulsi Manjus and Ganges water. And by his pulka, his very, very loud calls, right throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we hear about the loud cries of Advaitacharya. Just like, you can just imagine, he's the full potency of the creation. So just like thunderclouds, they produce a very loud sound. So he was producing a very loud sound during kirtans and in his ecstasy. So he was, as one of the reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, he had a very special relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We heard this morning how he was far, far senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like grandfather at least. But yet, he was accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there was this loving competition between the two. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was regarding Advaitacharya as his senior, his worshipable superior. And Advaitacharya was regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his worshipable lord. So this competition was going on. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, just like when Krishna came, the very auspicious symptoms, the air was blowing very, very sweetly, and all directions were full of very auspicious omens. At that time, the moon was eclipsed, so everybody was chanting. That the Hindus, they were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they went to the Ganges to bathe. And the Muslims were going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this way everybody was chanting. And the whole atmosphere was somehow mysteriously surcharged with very joyful feelings. So at that time, Advaitacharya, understanding what was happening, he began to dance and chant in a very, very pleasing way. He was in Shantipur at that time, and he took Haridas Thakur, Srila Haridas Thakur. And the two were dancing and chanting, and everyone could see that there was something in their minds, something in their hearts, but nobody was so happy. And then he sent his wife, Sita Taparani. Customarily, when a child is born, especially when the mother is still in confinement, so ladies come and they offer gifts. And Sita Taparani came, and she saw this child, oh, he's just like Krishna, only his color is different. Krishna has very, very beautiful blackish effulgence. And this is like beautiful.
And now they are in all intoxication, all sense gratification. No one knows Bhagavat and Gita and Bhakti. So he is talking this. That's some, all the wealth from beginning, they will be admitted in this school. And I will teach them for this.
So Mahaprabhu's elder brother also...
So why did Bhattacharya perform his pastime of bowing down to the deity and pushing the deity to explode? Everywhere in Shastra it is written, Ananya Chintayanto Mam. Ananya, one pointed. One should be bad and one pointed. Sarva Dhamma Pritaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Krishna said, surrender only to me, not to anyone else. Apichat Sujaracharo Bhagate Mam Ananya Bhak. Everywhere is written, one pointed. So, Sri Advaita Acharya, to teach all sadhaks the very confidential mystery of bhajan. What is that? That bhakti is pure, unalloyed, and one-pointed. Only one Ishtadev. He refused to bow down to anyone except for Sri Krishna. This is the teaching in this pastime of Advaita Acharya. As Advaita Acharya became older, and he saw the very terrible state of the world, the condition of the world, his heart was melting, feeling compassion for all the jivas. So he called, he wanted to call Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into this world. When he was thinking of how to do it, then a verse from the Buddha Gautamiya Tantra came into his mind. Tulasi dharma taina jalasya chulakena va swatmanam vikrinite bhaktevya bhakta vatsalaha. In this verse, it is written, the Supreme Lord himself is saying, if someone worships me, with only the leaves of Tulsi and with some water, then what will happen? Swatmanam vikrinite, then they purchase me, my very self. But here we can think, Swatmanam, my Atma, who is the Atma of Sri Krishna, Srimati Radhika? So those who worship Srimati Vrindadevi.
Why so?
Because she is the life and soul of Krishna, who cannot live without Srimati Radhika. So the reason that Krishna will give himself and the offer to the jiva, to those who serve Vrindadevi, the service of Srimati Radhika. Why? Our Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Pad has written so beautifully. Vrindadevi, who is she? We should know that all of the pastimes of Krishna in Braj, they are arranged by Yogananda Devi, Purnamasi. But she has one special department. Her manifestation, her name is Vrinda. And Vrinda Devi is a very dear Sakhi. And she is in charge of one department of Krishna's Leela. What is that? Nikunja Leela. The very sweet, amorous and confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. Chandragya Bhava Pushpa Vrinda. By the order of Vrinda Devi, Vrindavan looks beautiful, as if decorated with all the qualities of the spring season. By her order, the leaves, the blossom, the flowers bloom and spread their fragrance everywhere. The wind blows and bumblebees are maddened and intoxicated by the sweet honey of the lotus flowers are buzzing here and there. Peacocks are dancing and deers are jumping here and there. So by the grace of Vrindadevi, on her order, Vrindavan becomes so beautiful and provides the most wonderful playground and setting for Radha and Krishna's lilas. But not only that.
All that Krishna came himself undetected to Vrinda. In such a way she serves by all paternalia. Krishna thinks always that he cannot be there. So if anyone gives Tulsi to Krishna, he highly becomes sad. you think that he has
purchased
me? So you should also, you can exercise this and taste whether it is wrong or true. You should give water to Tulsi and live in the lotus feet of Krishna. And anything offer for giving lips, Tulsi lives in that paraphernalia, that is Bhog. And Krishna certainly, surely he will accept and he will accept. And then he will try to please that devotee. What you want? What you want? So you should all try to worship Tulsi. Daily living water and also land and doing pradakshina four times by Tulsi, Vrinde Tulsi, like that kid. Now,
so Krishna, he is always very eager to meet Vishwanatha Radhika. So Vishwanatha Radhika, he has written, We can enumerate the great fortune of Vrinda Devi, because it is by her acting as a messenger that Radha and Krishna have been able to meet. So Krishna is so indebted to Vrinda Devi. If anyone will worship Vrinda Devi, then Krishna, he will think, what have I repaid then? You have purchased me by your service to Vrinda Devi. So Advaita Acharya, he has established this Siddhanta and this very wonderful path of very rapid progress in bhakti to the service of Radha Krishna by his own activities.
They want to have love and service to Radha and Krishna. They must worship. And very easily.
So, also this evening we have heard how Sri Advaita Acharya was speaking to Mayavadi Siddhanta. Vishate tad anantaram bhakta mamma vijayati ya vanyaschasmi tattadaha tato man tattato gyatva vishate tad anantaram. One can know me only by bhakti. And when he knows me, tattva vishate tad anantaram, then he enters into me and merges with me. He will enter into me. Advaita Jaya was speaking like this, only to arouse the anger of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we've heard how Mahaprabhu came there and threw him on the ground and was slapping him. And Sita Devi, she came and, don't beat him, he's an old man. He may give up his life. But what is the grave, what is the profound purpose of this activity of Sri Advaita Acharya? The teaching here is very important for all Vaishnavas to understand. We should know that Advaita Acharya, what is his Guru Parampara? The disciple of Brahmanyakirtha was Vyasakirtha. The disciple of Vyasakirtha was Lakshmipatikirtha. The disciple of Lakshmipatikirtha was Madhavendra Puri. And the disciple of Madhavendra Puri was Sri Advaita Acharya. Sri Advaita Acharya's godbrother was Ishvara Puripada. And Ishvara Puripada, he is the Guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, being the godbrother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru, he is like a guru to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu would always offer him so much respect. But Advaita Acharya, seeing himself as the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding that though the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his devotion, his love and affection is so much higher, he wanted to take the junior position to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by this activity, Sri Advaita Acharya has taught something very important. That according to the seniority, according to age, according to Shastra Gyan, according to Diksha, and all of these things, one should offer respect. This is certainly a fact. But those who want to advance on the path of Radhanuga Bhakti and enter into the confidential mysteries of devotional service, they should try not only to follow these outer things, but they should look very scrutinizingly and see in whose heart Bhakti Devi is manifest, and to respect the Vaishnavas according to their advancement in bhajan. One should not think, oh, this devotee is so old and this one is so young. So this young devotee, I should not respect him so much. Or this devotee is a woman. So if she is, or women are less intelligent, we should not respect them. And all of these bad ideas. But rather, one should try to see what is the level of bhajan, what is their bhakti, and respect them accordingly. Sri Advaita Acharya has given this very profound teaching. So many teachings of Advaita Acharya has given. Once it came to the month called Ashwin. And in the month of Ashwin, there is a time where one should offer Shraddha. That means oblations to one's ancestors. So Sri Advaita Acharya had organized the Shraddha ceremony for his father. And he had invited many, many learned pundits and scholars. And all had come there. And in this ceremony, the first offering should be given to the most exalted personality. So, the most exalted person, and Brahmin. So many Brahmins were there, and all were thinking, oh, I am Chaturvedi, I am Bhattacharya, I am Trivedi, I am so learned and qualified. And everyone was thinking, Advaita Acharya is going to give me the first offering, and in this way, all was, no, how great I am. And all that happened. So when Advaita Acharya came to give the offering, he was looking around, to whom should I give this offering? Srila Haridas Thakur had come to attend the festival, but he was staying outside of the house. He would not come inside. He said, oh, and I'm so fallen. I'm a Muslim caste. If I go inside, it will become contaminated by me. He was so meek and humble, but chanting 3 lakhs Haridas every day. So pure.
Why he came there? Oh, Advaita Acharya, mercifully, he gave me some prasad after
He thought, well, all have taken, then I can take some damage. And in this way, I may make some profit.
All I can take from their lips.
So, Haridas Thakur, being drowned in his dhanya bhava, was waiting outside. But Advaita Acharya looking around, and he thought, where is Haridas Thakur? Immediately he went outside, and he grabbed Haridas Thakur, and he dragged him inside. He did not want to go in. No, no, don't do this, don't do this. And Advaita Acharya, of course, he made him sit down in the seat of honor and gave him the offering. So when all the apparently high-caste brahmanas, they saw this, they became disgusted. What is he doing? Bringing Java Balacha into this assembly and dishonoring us in this way? And they all became furious and they started to leave. And Haridas Thakur was crying and crying. He was crying. He said, oh, now because of me, all have become offended and now they're leaving. And Advaita Acharya said, I don't care. Today, my life has become successful. Today, my father has gone directly to Vaikuntha. Today, millions of my ancestors have all been delivered. Because by feeding you, I have fed millions of brahmanas. So in this way, Srila Advaita Acharya, he is taught what is the nature of one who chants Harinam. Those who chant pure name, it is to be understood that they have completed all of their study of the Vedas. They have bathed in all of the holy places. They have been on all pilgrimages. And they have all the qualities of any brahmana.
You know that a worm of stone never worry for his stage. What I want to do? What?
A worm in stool is a very, his consciousness is so low. A worm in stool.
His consciousness is so low that he has no idea that he's in such a despicable and abominable condition.
Suffering, suffering, suffering. And, but he does not know that I'm in suffering. I mean this wretched place. A hot and peak. In his stool and urine.
Rolling.
Yeah. In drains. You can see that they are very wretched. And they are suffering. But really they don't realize. So in what stage we are, like a stool of, worm of a stool, or hawk and pigs, we are like this. We are satisfied in this way. We don't want to go beyond this. But Advaita Acharya, see, we all, that we are always engaged in sense gratification. Suffering so much, lacks and lacks problems. Then he is happy. From origin of this creation,
But even we don't want to go beyond this. So, Advaita Acharya Guru, he is so merciful. And that is why he is realizing our sufferings, our difficulties, problems, and he wants to solve for hope, for eternalism. He wants to solve. And that is why he is calling Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya. That you should come and you should solve all these problems forever. So if though you not realizing, but we are like one in
stool
and all these things, hogs and pigs, but we are not realizing. The persons who are above this maya, they can realize. The pure devotees who are out of maya, they can realize. And they can be so merciful. So Advaita Acharya. So if you want to be happy forever, to go across the chain, endless chain of birth and death, sorrow and suffering, forever, eternally, then you should follow Advaita Acharya. Why he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You know? We don't know. Our Shastra does not know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have come. Why he came so early? It may be that he would have come after lakhs years after, in the end of Kali Yuga, but he came early in the beginning. Why? Only by call of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya could not resist, could not tolerate the suffering of all living beings. So, we should try to know this, chant and remember Krishna. Hear the pastimes of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. Or to worship Tulsi, to worship Krishna and Radha with Tulsi. And to follow all this. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. Don't make any offense to anyone. He is now even a very beginner in Krishna consciousness, chanting and remembering. Even don't worship. And don't have any false ego. When speaking, very humble. Like Trinatha Vishnu. We don't know anything. We have read some books and we have remembered and we are giving classes. But in a moment, if cat will come and give it, and slap, oh, chay. All Varikatha will be gone. So try to follow Advaita Acharya. I request all those who have come. Today I am very happy that so many devotees have come from different parts. My request is that from today you should chant Krishna. If you are chanting, oh, more chant with love and affection. And if not, then from today you should give up eggs, meats, and other wanted things, or smoking, cigarettes and all things. And you should try to chant and take Tulsi. Worship Tulsi. Take Tulsi. Take Tulsi.
Mala.
Mala. Keep Tulsi in your house. So, your life and soul should be Tulsi. This is very easy process for Krishna and God. So, try to go. Don't be hopeless. In any case, don't be hopeless. And don't give up association of very merciful Rishi and Tattva Prabhishma. Who are like father and mother, more merciful than father and mother. So don't give up your association. If you want to be happy, this is it. And we will again tomorrow till 19th.
here or there, here or in the house of Bala or anywhere, you will discuss all these things and you should come. Oh, you can come without any pipes. Here they have very powerful injection without any pipes. They will give injection. Very powerful injection. No cost. Only Shraddha Mulya. Only
Shraddha.
So you should come and they will try to give you so very costly all these medicines that you need. Don't perish. गौ प्रभु सीता पति अद्वैताचार्य प्रभु सीता नाथ प्रभु की।